So our last storyteller of the evening is Ellen Brown.
When I was in my mid-20s, I was doing all those things that mid-20-year-olds do, buying a house, getting a new job, going to grad school full-time. I had the dream, super busy. And my parents had just retired, which was phenomenal, because when you are so busy, it's great to have your two assistants. So one January, cold January afternoon, my parents and my brother, who had just returned from the Peace Corps, he was unemployed, so I had three assistants to help me renovate this house. They're painting my middle room, which is just a block away, and if anybody owns a house down here, you got that big sunlight. And the sunlight's beautiful, and my mom's up in the skylight, and she's painting it. And I said, oh, my God, you got such a great tan when you were visiting Aunt Vicky and Uncle Rob in Florida last week, because that's what you do when you're retired. And you have to compliment your assistants because they're working for free. Unfortunately, it turns out that my mom was jaundiced. That's what her tan was. And a month later, after some very weird events, it turns out she had rapid onset liver failure, 100 times worse than the size. And she was at GBMC and she was walking around, and I was like, wow, you're really having a difficult time walking around, kind of laughing because this is a woman who would walk 6 miles a day, and she's only 58 years old and she had just retired. And a week later, she's been transferred to University of Maryland, not even transplant center yet, and she is 3 times the size that she normally is, and she's a little 5'1" lady, kind of. Are either of you 5'1"? Shorter than them. And she is huge. She is huge. She looks like a manatee. And her edema is horrible. She's laying on this bed, and she's saying things like, just put me out of my misery. I can't do this. Why? And a week before, we'd been laughing, painting rooms, and it hit me that, yeah, like, I'm 20, mid-20s, whatever. I'm doing all these things, and now I am a caretaker. And I'm watching my parents do what my mother was actually doing for her 92-year-old mother at the time. And it was awesome, because you can be doing such great things in your life, and you're doing them for yourself because you're a millennial. And before you know it, 30 years earlier than you know it, you can be that person who can support your family as the youngest member of your family, who can be that rock, who can carry everybody when you didn't really think you had the strength to, and you thought everybody was carrying you. And luckily, my mom jumped to number 2 on the transplant list, like that, not even kidding, and she got a transplant. It was 3 months of awfulness that I hope no one in this audience ever has to go through, visiting your mother in the hospital every day, helping your mother stand up, helping your mother do the most trivial things that she was able to do just a month before at the age of 58. And where was I going? She got the transplant, and she's doing okay 7 years later. And it's pretty awesome to realize that the worst thing that could happen to you has already happened to you at the age of 25. So there's nowhere but steady plateau. Because once you've had the worst thing happen to you, it could be up, it could be down, but it's mostly in the middle. Thank you.